Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Remember the old song, When Will They Ever Learn? When will they ever learn? Some I don't think ever do. Hey, welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Y'all know the name Jim Baker? You know, from PTL? You know, of course, Jim Baker. And the incredible, absolute failure of Heritage. What was it? Heritage Village down in South Carolina. It was huge news. And do you remember Jim Baker went to prison? He went to prison for fleecing the flock. He lied. He stole people's money. Now, some of his ardent supporters never, ever believed that, but he did. Joy and I were very close to an elderly couple, sweet, sweet, wonderful people, and they gave Jim Baker thousands and thousands of dollars and was, and again, I know this firsthand. This is not secondhand. I know this firsthand. They were promised all kinds of things, and it was all a lie. It was all a sham. They lost all that money, and they were just devastated because they were old. Just and he went to prison for fleecing the flock. Now he got out early because the sentence was probably longer than it should have been. Anyway, when he got out, he wrote a book. You remember that? Anybody remember the name of the book? I do. The name of the book was, I Was Wrong. Yeah, he got out of prison, wrote a book, I Was Wrong. And the book, I've got it somewhere. I think I do. I don't think I threw it away. And in the book, you say, I was wrong. And this whole wealth and prosperity gospel, name it and claim it, was wrong, and I was wrong, and I repent, and all of the schemes that I dreamed up I shouldn't have done, but I've paid the price, and I've learned my lesson, and I was wrong. Here's the headline today. Televangelist Jim Baker warned by New York Attorney General for selling sham coronavirus cure. Yeah. New York Attorney General Letitia James' office has sent a cease and desist letter to televangelist Jim Baker regarding the sale of a so-called coronavirus cure on his website. Yeah. The Jim Baker Show website sells bundles of silver solution products starting at $125. Yeah. There's also a video that you can see if you look it up. And by the way, I am not opposed to homeopathic medicines and things if there is some proof that they work. There are some real things that really work. Okay, but there's a whole lot of snake oil out there. And in a recent broadcast, Jim Baker had a naturopathic doctor, there's nothing wrong with that, a naturopathic doctor on the show who claimed that by drinking this liquid, it kills strains of coronavirus. Now, I'm not an expert on anything, but most of the respiratory viruses are in the family of coronavirus. The way this is being presented by the press right now, it says if there was never a coronavirus before, this is the first, this is unique, there's never been a coronavirus. No. Almost all of the respiratory viruses that have been going around for years and years and years are of one strain or another of coronavirus. This is just a particular and evidently new coronavirus, and they have officially named it COVID-19. So anyway, Jim Baker's got this doctor on, and he says, is it really true that this will keep you from getting the coronavirus, and if you get it, you can drink it and you'll be cured of it? And the doctor says specifically, well, it hasn't been tested exactly for this coronavirus, but it does cure coronavirus. And it's kind of him, huh? Well, okay. So he has been issued a cease and desist letter from the Attorney General. All right, now. Some of the products that he sells on his program, might they be helpful? Maybe. The prices, though, are exorbitant. The claims are over the top. And if you go to his website, which I did just a couple of hours ago, if you go to his website, he's advertising all this snake oil stuff for extraordinary prices. Just it's unbelievable, the prices that he's charging. And then if you go down to the bottom of the page, there's a tiny, teeny, weeny little asterisk and little bitty lettering that says, there's no proof any of this stuff works. Now, that's not verbatim, but that's what it says. If you look way down to the bottom of the page on the website, it says, there's really no proof that any of this stuff really works. But he's still selling it. The Attorney General in New York said, in addition to being mindful about our health, we must also be aware of unscrupulous actors who attempt to take advantage of this fear and anxiety to scam or deceive consumers. I encourage anyone who believes they are the victim of a scam or predatory action to contact my office and file a complaint. Now, here's what I started to say. I am sure that some of the things that he is pitching has some value. But it's all very questionable. Here is a guy that went to prison for going on TV and making claims that he couldn't prove or that he knew were false. He went to prison and wrote a book. I was wrong. And here he is hawking this stuff. If there's anyone on planet Earth who should not take any chance whatsoever by making false claims on TV, it should be Jim Baker. When will they ever learn? I don't think some people ever do. Wow. All right. I've got Gail on the line in Newark, but I'm up on a break. Let's go ahead and take the break. And Gail, I will come to you as soon as we return. It's Friday. My phones are open and ready for you at 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. That's the number that Gail in Newark called. Hi, Gail. Welcome. You're up next on Bob Burney Live.
Okay, well, I have a question about baptism.
Sure.
But before I ask my question, I want you to know I do not believe you have to be baptized to be saved.
Uh-huh.
I know we're saved by faith. But there's three scriptures that I'd like you to comment on.
Sure.
One is Matthew 28, where Jesus said, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit." The next one is in Mark, where it says, Jesus said, "Go to them, go into all the world, and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned." And the last one is Acts 2, I think. Let's see. Where Peter's talking to the nation of Israel and tells them, you know, that they killed their Messiah. And they said, "What shall we do?" And Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins." Now, I know you don't have to be baptized to be saved. So how would you explain all those?
Well, Matthew 28 is easy. That's a part of being a disciple, is following the Lord in baptism and publicly testifying of our faith in Christ.
Okay.
I don't believe you can be an obedient Christian and not be baptized, but that verse doesn't say that it's essential. In Mark, it says he that it believes and is baptized is saved, but then it says he that believes not is condemned. If baptism was essential, it would have said he that it believes and is baptized is saved. He that does not believe and is not baptized is condemned. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree. But
okay.
How about the Acts 1?
Okay. The word for, baptize for or because of. The word for can mean because of or in order to. Depends on how you use it and what the context is. You can say that you are for something. Again, it means either in order to or because of. And I think when you compare the rest of Scripture, it clearly means that because of. We are baptized because of, not in order to. And again, the word for can mean either one.
Well, would that have something to do with the fact he was talking to the nation of Israel because of their crucifixion of the Messiah? I mean, he's not going to preach the cross to the nation of Israel. They just murdered the Messiah. So I can't see where Peter's going to.
Well, but he did, and Paul did as well in 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
Right, I'm talking about right in the beginning.
I don't think there was ever a time that they shied away from the cross, because that was the central tenet of all that we believe.
But this is right after, you know, when he's talking to the nation of Israel, and he's not talking to them about the cross at all. He's telling them what they did to the Messiah. So I read that like, shame on you. You know, you crucified the Messiah. I don't see Peter saying, "Praise the Lord, look what happened to the cross for your salvation." I mean, why would he say that to Israel, who just killed the Messiah?
And of course we can debate that.
Okay. That makes sense to me. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Gail. I appreciate it. And that, of course, is something that's hotly contested by a lot of people. I continually go over to the book of Romans. The book of Romans is the book on what salvation is all about. Who is saved? How are they saved? I mean, the book of Romans is the treatise on salvation. And the epitome of that is Romans chapter 10. And there is nothing about baptism in Romans chapter 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. There is nothing in Scripture clearer than that. If you want to know how to be saved, look at Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, and verse 13. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Is baptism important? Yes! In fact, I do not believe that you can be an obedient disciple of Christ without being baptized. But it's not necessary for salvation. And I am convinced of that. I was debating this with someone many years ago. And, of course, the illustration, if you're talking about, the illustration has to come up of the thief on the cross. Was the thief on the cross genuinely saved? Who in their right mind would say, no, he wasn't saved? Jesus said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Was he baptized? No. So I said, how do you explain that? And I've asked many people that through the years, and I've gotten all kinds of answers. One of them says, well, God treated him differently. So my response is always, so there's more than one way of getting saved? Well, no, but he was different. Well, who else could be different? A quick story. Years ago, when Joy and I were in New Philadelphia, Ohio, and we were in youth and music, we had a booth at the county fair there in Dover. And we had a booth, and we were handing out tracts, and we even had some private places where we could lead people to Christ. And someone came down and was very angry. It says, where is baptism on this? You know, and I said, well, it's not there because we're going to lead them to Christ, and then we're going to encourage them to be baptized. And this person was very, very angry. And I said, you honestly believe that you have to be baptized to be saved? Yes. Are you leading people to Christ down at your booth? Yes. In fact, we've had, 14 people this week. I said, great. You got a tank down there where you're baptizing them? Well, no. We tell them to come to church on Sunday and we'll baptize them. I said, why don't they get killed in a car wreck between now and Sunday? And the pastor of the church who had that booth said, I think God would understand. I said, really? So God makes exceptions? So, for me, that's another one of those hills to die on. But there are a lot of debate within the Christian world over it. But I hope that answered Gail's questions. All right. It's Friday. We can talk doctrine. We can talk theology. We can even talk politics. 877-BOB-LIVE.